cocktail were sharing a piece of prey near the edge of camp. The she-cats lifted their gaze as Squirrelflight and Bramblestar entered and stared at the ThunderClan cats through narrowed eyes. Kestrelflight padded from his den. He caught Bramblestar's eye and greeted him with a respectful nod. Nightcloud got to her paws at the edge of the clearing as Slightfoot turned to Bramblestar. "Wait here," he meowed. The WindClan warrior hurried toward a tightly woven den at the end of the clearing. Hairstar was already sliding out, his nose twitching as the wind lifted his fur. He saw Bramblestar and Squirrelflight at once. "Bring them here," he called. As Slightfoot hurried toward Hairstar's side, Oatclaw nudged Squirrelflight forward. She shrugged him away. "I can find my own way across a clearing," she snapped. Bramblestar gave her a warning look. "This is WindClan's camp," he told her. "We follow their orders." She shook out her pelt and fell in beside him as he crossed the clearing, ignoring Larkwing and Oatclaw padding on either side. As they reached the WindClan leader, Crowfeather nosed his way from the leader's den, his eyes glittering with interest. Hairstar met Bramblestar's gaze.
"You wished to speak with me?" "Breezepelt brought a patrol onto our territory today,"
Bramblestar meowed evenly. Squirrelflight glared at the WindClan leader. "You sent him, didn't you?" Hairstar didn't answer. Bramblestar narrowed his eyes.
"Are you trying to reclaim our stretch of moorland?" "ThunderClan has no use for it," Hairstar answered. "Your scent floods the hillside like dog stench without the forest to disguise it. On open moor, prey can smell you coming. It flees to our side of the border and becomes our prey anyway. Why waste your time? Return our land to us."
"It's our land. We all agreed to the new borders."
Bramblestar's pelt ruffled along his spine.
"Don't forget, we gave a lot of our territory to SkyClan."
"You could have your SkyClan land back if you wanted."
Hairstar shifted his paws.
"You're the one who's delaying their move. You can be the one to suffer the consequences."
Squirrelflight glanced at Bramblestar. Was this demand for land WindClan's way of persuading ThunderClan to agree with ShadowClan's war on the sisters? Bramblestar's tail swished ominously.
"While Greenleaf lasts, there are no consequences to suffer," he told Hairstar. "There is enough prey in the forest to feed ThunderClan. The sisters will be gone by the time Leafbear comes, and we can rethink our borders then."
"If you have enough prey, why should WindClan wait to reclaim our territory?"
Hairstar's gaze didn't waver. Crowfeather shifted closer to his leader, his hackles rising. Bramblestar gazed silently at the WindClan leader for a moment. Squirrelflight wondered what he was thinking. It would be hard to argue with Hairstar's logic. Bramblestar dipped his head.
"Very well," he growled. "You may hunt on our stretch of moorland until SkyClan makes a decision. Our border will remain where it is, and we will mark it regularly. But we will share the land for the next couple of moons."
Crowfeather frowned.
"Why should we let ThunderClan mark a border on our land? It won't be for long."
Hairstar's mew was ominous. He met Crowfeather's gaze. The two cats seemed to exchange a single thought. Then Hairstar turned back to Bramblestar.
"Very well."
Oatclaw's tail quivered.
"What will Tigerstar say?"
Squirrelflight looked at the young warrior in surprise. "Who cares? This has nothing to do with Tigerstar." Bramblestar's gaze darkened.
"Oatclaw has a point," he murmured. "When RiverClan hears that we've given WindClan hunting rights on their old land, they might insist on the same for the land they gave to ShadowClan."
Squirrelflight shifted her paws nervously. She nudged Bramblestar aside, lowering her voice. "If RiverClan takes its land back from ShadowClan, it might start a clan war." He frowned.
"But Tigerstar knows StarClan wants peace."
"Then he'll try to take the sister's land and give it to SkyClan so he can have his old territory back."
Squirrelflight blinked at him. Bramblestar might not be ready to defend the sisters, but she knew he was ready to defend SkyClan. I thought you didn't want Tigerstar telling SkyClan where they should live. Bramblestar's gaze clouded with thought. He turned back to Hairstar.
We have to keep this agreement secret from the other clans. If that's what you wish.
Hairstar dipped his head. Squirrelflight saw Crowfeather's eyes narrow. She stiffened. Was the WindClan deputy planning to make trouble by spreading word of this agreement? Bramblestar must have been wondering the same.
Peace in the clans depends on this remaining between us.
His gaze burned into Crowfeather. Squirrelflight felt a rush of hope. This agreement with WindClan might give the sisters the time they needed, as long as Tigerstar didn't find out. Chapter 13. Squirrelflight shivered as gray drizzle washed the clearing. It had been 2 days since she had visited the WindClan camp with Bramblestar. The weather had grown chilly, and she could taste leaf fall in the air. Around her, the clan had settled down to share a midday meal. Larksong was eating hungrily beside the fresh kill pile. Bramblestar shared a squirrel with Birchfall and Hollytuft. Bristlepaw dragged a vole into the apprentice's den, where Thriftpaw and Flippaw were sheltering from the rain. Squirrelflight pushed the remains of the shrew she'd been sharing with Millie toward the deaf old she-cat.
You finish it, she mewed loudly.
Are you sure?
Millie blinked at her.
Sure.
Graystripe nosed his way out of the elder's den and glanced up at the overcast sky. He fluffed out his fur.
I'm hungry.
He looked toward the fresh kill pile, where a few mice lay in the mud, and wrinkled his muzzle.
I think I'll wait to see what this afternoon's patrol brings in.
Millie hooked the half-eaten shrew toward him.
Do you want this?
As Graystripe examined it, paw steps thrummed beyond the thorn tunnel. He lifted his muzzle and glanced toward the entrance.
Bramblestar!
Finleap charged, breathless, into camp. Squirrelflight's pelt bristled in alarm. The young Tom looked scared. He stood panting in the clearing, rain dripping around his face. She hurried to meet him as Bramblestar scrambled to his paws.
What's happened?
She asked.
Tigerstar!
Finleap struggled to catch his breath.
He's on the border with Scorchfur and Berryheart. Misty Star's with them.
Squirrelflight blinked at him. Tigerstar and Misty Star? Her belly tightened. Had they found out about the agreement with WindClan? Finleap went on.
Misty Star brought Owlnose and Havenpelt with her.
Bramblestar stopped beside her. Anxiety darkened his gaze.
Two warriors each. It must be serious,
he growled.
Twigbranch and Thornclaw are escorting them here, Finleap puffed. I ran ahead to warn you.
Thanks, Finleap.
Bramblestar waved him away with a nod of his muzzle and glanced around the camp. Bristlepaw blinked from the apprentice's den. Larksong left the mouse he'd been eating and padded closer, his hackles lifting. Birchfall and Hollytuft narrowed their eyes as Bramblestar addressed the clan.
We're about to have visitors, he told them. Be polite, but be on guard.
As his clanmates exchanged anxious glances, Bramblestar looked gravely at Squirrelflight.
I hope they haven't found out about the border.
Squirrelflight wished she could reassure him, but she felt sure that their short moment of peace was at an end.
Why else would they come?
They brought two warriors each, Bramblestar mused, hardly listening. Enough for a show of strength.
Not enough to start trouble, Squirrelflight pointed out.
Bramblestar looked at her.
Not yet.
As he spoke, the thorn tunnel shivered, and Twigbranch and Thornclaw led Tigerstar, Mistystar, and their warriors into the camp. Squirrelflight hung back as Bramblestar met them in the middle of the clearing. Then she padded to his side. Tigerstar fluffed his damp pelt out against the rain. Mistystar stood beside him, her gaze stony.
What brings you here?
Bramblestar asked evenly. Tigerstar twitched his tail.
You know what brings us here.
Behind him, Scorchfur and Berryheart exchanged glances. Owlnose and Havenpelt moved closer to Misty Star.
Don't pretend you can't guess,
the River Clan leader growled. Tiger Star flexed his claws.
You've re-established your old border with Wind Clan.
The new border still remains, Bramblestar told him calmly. We mark it every day.
But you let Wind Clan hunt on your stretch of moorland,
Tiger Star accused. Misty Star lifted her chin.
Which is the same as having no border at all.
Squirrelflight moved closer to Bramblestar. Our agreement with Wind Clan is Thunder Clan business.
We've discussed this,
Tiger Star glared at her.
It becomes my business when Misty Star demands that we return River Clan's marshland. We don't control what River Clan does,
Bramblestar replied stiffly.
Wind Clan and Thunder Clan came to a peaceful agreement. There's no reason why you and River Clan can't sort this out yourselves. Is that all you have to say?
Tiger Star's ears twitched angrily.
Thunder Clan cats usually can't stop themselves telling other clans what to do.
Bramblestar held his gaze.
Do you want me to tell River Clan you won't give their land back? No!
Tiger Star lashed his tail.
Shadow Clan can fight its own battles.
Then why are you here, disturbing our peace? Bramblestar's ears twitched. Squirrelflight looked at him. If he was going to refuse to get involved, she'd follow his lead.
What can we do?
Defend your border with Wind Clan, so we can defend ours.
Tiger Star growled.
We need the marshland.
Misty Star snorted.
Shadow Clan was never going to do more with that land than catch a few frogs and butterflies. We can fish there, she snapped. The borders are better this way. They might be better for you.
Tiger Star met her gaze, his hackles lifting.
River Clan didn't give half its land to Sky Clan.
Thunder Clan gave land to Sky Clan too, she shot back.
They don't seem to mind.
Tiger Star swung his muzzle toward Bramble Star.
Thunder Clan enjoys stirring up trouble in other clans. I'm asking you to put an end to it now.
The situation is difficult, Bramblestar conceded, but Star Clan wants unity. I'm not going to fight over borders, not with you or with Wind Clan. They can keep the hunting rights to our stretch of moorland. Tiger Star narrowed his eyes.
Then perhaps we should take our land back from Sky Clan.
Squirrelflight's chest tightened. You can't. They need territory too. Tiger Star swished his tail slowly.
Or you could help us drive the sisters off their land so that Sky Clan can move and we'll all have enough land. Shadow Clan has to eat.
Alarm sparked through Squirrelflight's pelt. She glanced helplessly at Bramblestar. He mustn't let Tiger Star push him into war against the sisters. Bramblestar hesitated, his pelt ruffling along his spine. His gaze flitted from Tiger Star to Misty Star.
The border between River Clan and Shadow Clan has nothing to do with us. I suggest you settle your dispute yourselves.
His gaze fixed on Tiger Star.
I'd think twice about threatening Sky Clan. Leaf Star is still deciding whether she wants to move. Intimidation may make her dig her claws in, and Thunder Clan will stand with her. Sky Clan has been chased away too many times before. This time, we won't sit by and watch. Shadow Clan may find itself in a war it cannot win.
Tiger Star narrowed his eyes.
Is that a threat?
Misty Star peered curiously at Bramble Star.
Have you been making secret alliances with Sky Clan as well as Wind Clan?
Thunder Clan hasn't made alliances with any clan.
Bramblestar growled. Tiger Star's ears twitched.
And yet, Wind Clan hunts on your land.
He nodded to Scorchfur and Berryheart.
Come on, he told them. We're wasting our time here.
He turned away, flicking his tail across Misty Star's muzzle. She ducked, snarling.
Let's go, she told Owl Nose and Haven Pelt. Bramble Star clearly doesn't care about any cat's borders except his own.
Squirrel Flight stifled a shiver as the River Clan cats barged past Tiger Star and marched out of camp. Growling, Tiger Star, Scorchfur, and Berry Heart followed them. She turned to Bramble Star.
Do you think they'll fight?
Bramble Star stared after them darkly.
If they do, it's not our problem.
But we have to do something.
Like what?
Squirrel Flight blinked at him nervously.
If they don't turn on each other, they might turn on Sky Clan.
I know, he answered bluntly. But until Leaf Star makes a decision, we can only tread carefully.
Squirrel Flight's thoughts whirled.
What if there's a clan war?
I wish I had an answer for you.
Bramble Star looked at her hopelessly, then turned away. He padded back to where he'd left his squirrel and settled heavily beside it. Bending his head, he began to chew on the bedraggled carcass as rain streamed from his whiskers. Squirrel Flight's heart sank. Was there no solution that didn't involve war?
Squirrel Flight!
Daisy called from the nursery entrance. She stiffened. Sparkpelt had moved to the nursery, sharing a nest there with Larksong until the kits were born. She hurried across the clearing.
Is Sparkpelt okay?
Sparkpelt's fine, Daisy mewed brightly. She felt the kits move, and she wanted to tell you. Squirrel Flight purred, relieved to hear good news.
I'm going to get some food,
Daisy told her, and headed toward the fresh kill pile. Squirrel Flight padded to the nursery and squeezed through the brambles into the warm den. She shook out her pelt before heading for Sparkpelt's nest. Sparkpelt lay among the ferns, her belly round with kits. She purred as she saw Squirrel Flight.
Feel this,
she glanced at her flank. Squirrel Flight touched her nose to Sparkpelt's belly. Happiness flashed beneath her fur as she felt the kits stir beneath her daughter's pelt. But longing surged in her chest. She wanted to feel her own kits moving inside her. Sparkpelt blinked at her, alarm flashing in her eyes.
Is something wrong? You can feel them moving, can't you?
Yes, Squirrel Flight reassured her quickly. Should she explain to Sparkpelt about her grief?
You're going to be a wonderful mother, she murmured. I still remember how happy I was when you and Alderheart were born. I was so proud, even prouder of you than I was of my clan. I miss feeling that way. I wish...
The entrance shivered as Larksong pushed his way into the nursery. He looked tired, his eyes dull, his fur slicked by the rain. He brightened as he saw Sparkpelt.
How are you?
He slid past Squirrel Flight and pressed his nose to his mate's cheek.
I'm fine,
she purred happily and licked his ear. Larksong sat back on his haunches and burped. Sparkpelt's whiskers twitched teasingly.
I hope you're not going to teach our kits those manners.
Sorry,
Larksong looked chastened.
I shouldn't have had that extra mouse, but nobody else seemed to want it, and the hunting patrol will bring fresh prey later.
His mew was husky. Did he have a chill? He dipped his head to Squirrel Flight, as though suddenly realizing she was there.
I promise I'll be the perfect father to your daughter's kits.
Squirrel Flight purred.
I'm sure you will be.
Sparkpelt was lucky to have such a good mate.
I think you're going to be very happy.
Her heart ached with fondness, and she wondered how she had even considered telling Sparkpelt how much she wanted kits of her own.
Let her enjoy this, she told herself. She doesn't have to deal with your problems. She'll have enough to occupy her once the kits are born.
Larksong shivered. I was coming to lie down. I've been feeling tired all morning. I don't know why. I've only been on dawn patrol.
He looked puzzled.
I don't seem to be able to catch my breath.
It's probably the wet weather,
Squirrel Flight suggested. She blinked at him playfully.
You're going to have to get fit before the kits arrive.
They'll keep you on your paws day and night. Larksong purred.
Don't worry about that. I plan to make sure they have everything they need.
He got to his paws.
I can't wait to give them their first badger ride.
Padding up and down the den, he glanced over his shoulder.
Can you imagine them up there on my back?
He stopped suddenly. Alarm sparked in Squirrel Flight's fur as Larksong's gaze froze. Pain glittered in his eyes as though he'd been swiped across the muzzle with powerful claws. Sparkpelt must have seen it too.
Larksong?
Fear edged her mew. Larksong's eyes grew suddenly dull. They rolled back as his paws buckled and he dropped to the ground.
Larksong!
Sparkpelt darted to his side, bristling with horror. Squirrelflight pressed beside her, terror hollowing her belly. Larksong wasn't moving. His flanks were still. He's not breathing.
Stay with him, she told Sparkpelt. I'll fetch a medicine cat.
She pelted from the den, rain spraying her face as she raced for the medicine den and burst inside.
Help!
Alderheart looked up sharply from the herbs he was mixing.
What is it?
Larksong, he's collapsed in the nursery.
Squirrelflight fought back panic as Alderheart pelted past her out of the den. She hurried after him. Bramblestar looked up from his squirrel.
What's happened?
It's Larksong. He's sick.
Squirrelflight pushed her way into the nursery after Alderheart. Fear scent flooded the den. Alderheart pressed his ear to Larksong's chest. Sparkpelt stared at him, her pelt spiked.
Is he okay?
Her mew came as a sob.
His heart is beating. Alderheart sat up. But we have to get him started breathing again.
Sparkpelt seemed to freeze.
Will he die?
Squirrelflight slid in beside her. Alderheart will do what he can.
What's wrong with him?
Sparkpelt was trembling. Squirrelflight pressed against her.
Breathe, she told Sparkpelt.
You don't want this to affect the kits.
Bramblestar had pushed his way into the den. He stared, his eyes wide. Alderheart glanced at him.
Fetch Leafpool. She's in the elder's den with Millie. Tell her to come quickly. I need help. Now!
Bramblestar raced out as the dark ginger medicine cat pressed his paws onto Larksong's flank and began pumping his chest. Squirrelflight's paws seemed to freeze as she watched. Sparkpelt was stiff beside her, gulping juddering breaths as Alderheart worked on Larksong.
Don't let him die, she sobbed. Please, don't let him die.
Squirrelflight felt time slow as she watched Alderheart press harder and harder, pumping at Larksong's chest as though trying to shock him into life. He mustn't die now. He had to see his kits. He'd been so excited. They mustn't grow up without a father. Suddenly, Larksong gasped. A spasm seemed to grasp him and shake him into a long, trembling breath. Then he lay still. Squirrelflight heard blood roaring in her ears. Is he alive? Alderheart bent his head to Larksong's chest. Even before he sat up, Squirrelflight saw Larksong's chest moving.
He's breathing, she whispered.
Relief swamped her. She looked at Sparkpelt.
He's alive.
Sparkpelt slumped against her. As Squirrelflight moved, her daughter slid to the ground, staring at Larksong with wide, desperate eyes. Chapter 14. Squirrelflight glanced anxiously at Sparkpelt. Her daughter was calmer now that they'd moved Larksong to the medicine den, but her eyes were still shadowed with fear as she watched over her mate, who lay unconscious in one of the nests at the edge of the small hollow. Leafpool paced as Alderheart leaned over Larksong, wiping away the dark liquid pooling at the side of the warrior's mouth. Jayfeather rummaged quickly through the herb store once more.
Should we give him more yarrow?
Alderheart asked the blind medicine cat. Jayfeather shook his head.
He's too weak. And besides, we're not sure this is caused by something he ate.
Sparkpelt's pelt ruffled along her spine.
There must be something you can try.
Jayfeather tore open a bundle of chervil.
We could see if he can swallow a few of these leaves.
Leafpool stopped beside Squirrelflight. Let's talk outside, she murmured. Squirrelflight's belly tightened as Leafpool guided her toward the entrance. Is Sparkpelt all right?
As concerned as she was about Larksong, she was more afraid for Sparkpelt's kits.
She's fine, and so are the kits.
Leafpool nosed her way through the brambles.
But she's so upset.
Squirrelflight followed her through. The drizzle had eased, but raindrops still dripped from the canopy into the clearing.
I can feel the kits moving, Leafpool told her. And Sparkpelt hasn't had any cramps. I've given her time to help with the shock. She's strong and sensible. She'll be okay.
Her gaze darkened.
I just wish we knew what was wrong with Larksong. His breathing has steadied, but it's still shallow, and his heartbeat is weak.
Squirrelflight fought back fear.
Have you seen anything like it before? No.
Leafpool gazed toward the trailing brambles.
Even Jayfeather is baffled. He says he's never smelled a sickness like this. And we've never seen a sickness that stopped a cat breathing so suddenly. Could it be contagious?
Squirrelflight's heart lurched. Larksong had nuzzled Sparkpelt before he collapsed.
We don't know.
Leafpelt looked at her helplessly.
He's bringing up bile, which makes us think that the sickness is in his belly. But that's all we know.
She looked toward the clearing. Bramblestar sat at the edge with Thornclaw and Finleap. Twigbranch and Birchfall stood nearby. Outside the elder's den, Millie and Graystripe eyed the medicine den anxiously, while Hollytuft paced beside them. Leafpool called to Hollytuft.
You were on patrol with Larksong this morning. Did you see anything unusual while you were out? Leafpool called.
Hollytuft twitched her tail.
Nothing out of the ordinary. We caught a squirrel, but we put it on the fresh kill pile when we got back.
Leafpool glanced toward the pile. There was nothing left but the few bedraggled mice Graystripe had turned his nose up at earlier.
What did Larksong eat before he got sick?
Squirrelflight frowned. He said he'd had two mice before he came to the nursery. Bramblestar got to his paws.
Check the prey, he told Hollytuft, but be careful.
As Hollytuft hurried toward the fresh kill pile, Twigbranch glanced at it nervously.
Do you think it was something he ate?
The young warrior asked.
The prey might have been rotten, Finleap suggested. But we only caught it this morning, Thornclaw pointed out. It was fresh.
Perhaps he ate sick prey, Twigbranch mewed.
Squirrelflight narrowed her eyes.
Surely he would have smelled the sickness before he ate it.
Outside the elder's den, Graystripe pricked his ears.
He might have been too hungry to notice.
Millie sniffed beside him.
No cat is too hungry to smell sickness in prey. Even a kit would know that kind of sourness.
Bramblestar fluffed out his fur.
If it's a new sickness, we wouldn't recognize it.
Hollytuft sat back on her haunches beside the fresh kill pile.
It all smells fresh and healthy to me, she told Bramblestar.
We should get rid of it anyway,
Bramblestar answered.
I'll see to it.
Squirrelflight wanted something to keep her busy. She headed toward the pile.
Help her, Hollytuft.
Bramblestar nodded toward the black she-cat, then glanced toward the apprentice's den. Flippaw and Bristlepaw were watching anxiously from the entrance.
You two can help too, he told them.
They hurried out eagerly, as though relieved to be given something to do. Squirrelflight beckoned them with a flick of her tail and sniffed the mice.
Let's take them out of camp and bury them in the forest.
She caught Hollytuft's eye.
We can dig a hole between the brambles at the top of the slope.
Hollytuft nodded.
We'll need to dig it deep to stop foxes finding them.
Flippaw blinked at her.
Why do we care if foxes get sick from this prey?
Sickness harms everyone, she told him. Do you want a fox carcass rotting near the camp?
Bristlepaw looked warily at the prey.
What if we get sick from carrying it?
We'll carry it carefully.
Squirrel Flight rolled one of the mice closer with her paw. Let me show you. She nodded to Hollytuft. Take Flip Paw and start digging, she ordered. We'll bring the prey. As Hollytuft and Flip Paw headed away, Squirrel Flight touched the back of the mouse's neck with her paw. This part is like a kid's scruff, she told her. The skin's tougher here, so its mother can carry it. Bristlepaw blinked at her. I never thought about prey having mothers. Everything has a mother. She pressed her paw into the mouse's scruff. You can pick it up using your teeth, but hold it gently. Because the skin is tougher here, it's less likely to bleed. Draw your lips back and keep your tongue out of the way. You don't want to swallow any fur or blood. Bristlepaw leaned down and took the mouse's neck gingerly between her jaws. She lifted it up, glancing uncertainly at Squirrel Flight. That's good, she told her. Now take it to Hollytuft. Be careful not to let it swing too much. The skin might tear. As Bristlepaw padded slowly away, Squirrel Flight picked up another mouse and headed after her. It had been a while since she'd trained an apprentice, and she'd forgotten the satisfaction of teaching warrior skills to young cats. Was she being selfish in wanting kits of her own? Being part of a clan was what made warriors strong, not only having kin. Perhaps it was enough to pass her skills to the next generation, no matter whose kid it was. She thought of the sisters and how they raised their young together. The clans weren't so different. Surely her clanmates were enough like family for her not to need more kin of her own. Squirrel Flight left Hollytuft and Flip Paw scraping earth over the hole they'd buried the mice in and headed back toward camp. Her paws were muddy from digging, and her muscles ached. Bristlepaw sat back on her haunches, looking pleased with her work. Hollytuft called after her, Should I take Flip Paw and Bristlepaw hunting to find fresh prey? Flip Paw and Bristlepaw pricked their ears eagerly. Good idea, Squirrel Flight called back. But don't hunt where you hunted earlier. She'd need to find out where today's prey had been caught before she organized tomorrow's patrols. If it was prey that had made Larksong sick, ThunderClan would have to be careful about the fresh kill they brought into the camp. She hurried through the thorn tunnel and crossed the clearing. Twigbranch and Finleap were laying rain-washed ferns over the bloody patch of earth where the fresh kill pile had sat. Thornclaw and Birchfall murmured together, their muzzles close. Honeyfur, Berrynose, and Whitewing glanced anxiously at the medicine den. The brambles at the medicine den's entrance shivered, and Sparkpelt pushed her way out. Her eyes were clouded with tiredness, her pelt ruffled and unwashed. Leafpool followed her out and began to guide her toward the nursery. Squirrel Flight hurried to meet them. How's Larksong? She asked Sparkpelt, searching her daughter's gaze for a flash of hope. Sparkpelt looked back at her blankly. Larksong's still unconscious, Leafpool told her. But he's stable for now. I'm taking Sparkpelt back to the nursery to rest. I want to stay with Larksong, Sparkpelt whispered. He's in good paws, Leafpool promised. You need to rest, away from all the fuss. You have to think about your kids. I guess. Sparkpelt's tail dragged as she padded toward the nursery. Leafpool lowered her voice. I wish I could give her hope, but we still don't know what's wrong with Larksong. Go back to the medicine den. Squirrel Flight ignored the fear sparking in her chest. I'll look after Sparkpelt. She hurried to follow her daughter into the nursery. Inside, Daisy blinked from the shadows. The pale queen's eyes were round with worry. Any news? Sparkpelt shook her head and slumped into her nest. Leafpool, Alderheart, and Jayfeather are doing everything they can, Squirrel Flight told Daisy. Do they know what caused it? They're not sure. As Squirrel Flight spoke, Sparkpelt lifted her head sharply. Anger flashed in her eyes. It was something he ate. She heaved herself to her paws and glared at Squirrel Flight. He said he felt tired after eating so much. Then he collapsed and stopped breathing. It has to be the food. We should be doing something about it. Squirrel Flight blinked at her.
We've cleaned out the fresh kill pile. We can't do more than that.
This should have never happened.
Sparkpelt was bristling. Of course not, Squirrelflight agreed. It'll be okay, Daisy soothed.
I don't know why nobody is saying what's obvious.
Sparkpelt's whiskers trembled.
Shadow Clan poisoned the fresh kill pile. They were in the camp this morning, weren't they?
How could they have? Squirrelflight stared at her in surprise. We were watching them the whole time.
Sky Clan watched them too, Sparkpelt shot back, but they still managed to poison Sparrowpelt.
Squirrelflight remembered how Juniper Claw, Shadow Clan's former deputy, had nearly killed a Sky Clan warrior by leaving prey laced with death berries on Sky Clan's fresh kill pile. The act had driven Leafstar to lead Sky Clan away from the lake and had nearly destroyed the clans. Surely they wouldn't do it again. She realized that Sparkpelt was still staring at her.
This isn't deathberry poisoning. Leafpool would know if it were. Besides, when Juniperclaw poisoned Sparrowpelt, he acted alone, she argued. And he's dead now. Tigerstar would never let such a thing happen again.
Really?
Sparkpelt looked unconvinced.
Of course not.
Squirrelflight's heart quickened.
Even when ThunderClan keeps bullying him?
Sparkpelt glared at her.
We won't let Tigerstar get even with the sisters after they hurt one of his clanmates. Why did you have to bring them here in the first place?
I didn't mean to. Squirrelflight mewed defensively. I was trying to help Sky Clan. Sparkpelt wasn't listening.
Now we've made a secret alliance with Wind Clan. For all we know, Tigerstar's found out that we sheltered the sisters, too. That would be enough to make him want to hurt us. Bramblestar keeps making decisions that make life hard for Shadow Clan. Is he trying to make Tigerstar angry?
This isn't Bramblestar's fault. Squirrelflight lifted her chin. Your father is just doing what he thinks is right.
And he doesn't care who gets hurt.
Daisy padded tentatively forward.
Bramblestar would never hurt any cat.
He just wants peace, Squirrelflight chimed.
That's why he's trying to appease WindClan, and why he won't join a war against the sisters.
Sparkpelt flattened her ears.
So it's okay if Larksong dies, as long as WindClan and the sisters are happy.
No. Frustration scorched Squirrelflight's pelt. Sparkpelt didn't know what she was saying.
Larksong's not ill because of what Bramblestar has done. I don't believe you, Sparkpelt hissed. If Bramblestar hadn't gone against Tigerstar so many times, Larksong would be fine now.
The brambles rustled at the entrance.
What's going on?
Bramblestar nosed his way in, anxiety glittering in his gaze.
I heard yowling.
Daisy looked at him anxiously.
Sparkpelt's upset, that's all. She's had a difficult day.
Sparkpelt snarled at him.
Do you admit it?
Admit what?
He looked taken aback.
If you hadn't done everything you could to make Tigerstar angry, Larksong would be fine now.
Sparkpelt's eyes narrowed into slits. Bramblestar stared at her, his pelt ruffling along his spine.
I don't understand.
He glanced questioningly at Squirrelflight.
She's worried that Shadow Clan might have poisoned the fresh kill pile when they visited the camp earlier.
Squirrelflight shifted uneasily. She was angry with Bramblestar, but he didn't deserve this. He had enough worries already. And yet, Sparkpelt was clearly suffering.
Please don't argue.
Bramblestar tipped his head to one side and blinked at Sparkpelt.
How could they have poisoned the prey? We were all here watching them.
They've done it before, Sparkpelt hissed.
Daisy looked anxiously from father to daughter.
Juniper Claw did that, and he's dead now, she repeated.
All Shadow Clan cats are the same.
Sparkpelt flexed her claws.
They'd poison their own mothers for more territory.
That's not true. Squirrelflight edged closer to Sparkpelt. She had to calm her down. This couldn't be doing the kits any good.
Shadow Clan cats are warriors, just like us.
They wouldn't break the warrior code. Sparkpelt held her ground.
They would if they were pushed far enough, and Bramblestar has done nothing but get in Tigerstar's way.
She glared accusingly at her father. Bramblestar's been doing what's best for the clans, Squirrelflight argued.
Why are you sticking up for him? Sparkpelt stared at her. He's hardly spoken to you in days. He's been treating you like an apprentice, and you're defending him. Why are you being such a mouseheart?
Bramblestar's hackles lifted.
Don't talk to your mother like that, he hissed. I don't care how upset you are. Hurting cats who love you isn't going to help Larksong. It's just going to make everyone as miserable as you are. I'm sorry, Larksong is ill, and we'll do everything we can to make sure he gets well again. But don't accuse your mother of being a mouseheart. She's one of the bravest warriors I know, and I am doing everything I can to keep peace among the clans. I have to stand up to Tigerstar, or he'll push SkyClan around forever.
Hurt glittered suddenly in the ThunderClan leader's gaze.
It's hard standing up for what you believe in, and it's even harder when the cats who are supposed to support you undermine you instead.
As his gaze flashed from Sparkpelt to Squirrelflight, claws seemed to pierce Squirrelflight's heart. Bramblestar's tail swept the ground.
I'm trying to lead a clan. How can I expect my warriors to follow me if my own kin challenge me at every turn?
Growling, he pushed his way out of the den. Daisy shifted her paws.
It's been a difficult day for everyone.
She gazed sympathetically at Squirrelflight.
Why don't you get some air, and I'll make sure Sparkpelt rests.
Sparkpelt was staring after her father, her eyes hollow with grief.
I'm sorry.
She dragged her gaze to Squirrelflight.
It's okay,
Squirrelflight murmured. I know you're upset. She felt suddenly weary.
You'll feel better in the morning, and I'm sure Leafpool will have found a way to help Larksong by then.
She touched her nose to Sparkpelt's head, then headed out of the den, relieved to leave her daughter in Daisy's care for a while. She crossed to the medicine den. Had Leafpool, Jayfeather, and Alderheart come up with a cure? She ducked inside, disappointment dropping like a stone in her belly, as she saw Leafpool and Jayfeather murmuring, heads close together at the back of the cave. They looked as worried as ever, and Alderheart was wiping another drop of bile from Larksong's lips. Lilyheart, Larksong's mother, sat beside the nest, her eyes round with worry. She blinked at Squirrelflight when she saw her.
What could have caused this?
Squirrelflight shook her head.
We don't know. Could it be deathberry poisoning?
Lilyheart fretted.
There are no deathberries in the camp, Squirrelflight meowed, irritated. ShadowClan may have brought some. We know Puddleshine uses them.
Leafpool looked up.
This isn't deathberry poisoning. We don't recognize these symptoms.
Lilyheart's pelt bristled.
They might have found another poison.
Squirrelflight fixed Lilyheart's gaze with her own.
ShadowClan had nothing to do with this.
She mustn't let rumors about ShadowClan's involvement in Larksong's illness take hold. There was enough tension among the clans already.
Larksong's illness is a shock and a tragedy. He's always been a strong, healthy warrior, and it's frightening to see him get so sick so quickly. But we're going to find out what caused it.
She eyed Leafpool desperately.
And we're going to find out how to cure it.
Fear wormed in her belly as Leafpool's gaze darkened. She was making Lilyheart promises they might not be able to keep, but she had to give the small dark tabby hope. This sickness had come from nowhere. It could have been caused by anything. Larksong might be only the first cat to be struck down by a sickness the clans had never experienced before. And if it spread, hope might be all that ThunderClan had.
Chapter 15.
I'm coming with you.
Squirrelflight squared her shoulders as she faced Jayfeather.
Jayfeather narrowed his eyes.
This is between medicine cats.
Alderheart shifted beside the blind Tom.
We're going to talk to Puddleshine to see if he has seen anything like Larksong's sickness in Shadow Clan.
I have to put the clan's minds at rest, Squirrelflight insisted. Through the night, rumors that Shadow Clan had been the cause of Larksong's sickness had spread like fleas through the clan. By morning, as the rain clouds cleared from above the camp, her clanmates had barely listened to her orders for the day's patrols. Lionblaze had paced the clearing with ruffled fur.
We should send a patrol to Shadow Clan.
They can't get away with poisoning a second clan, Cinderheart had agreed.
Around them, Poppy Frost, Cherry Fall, and Mole Whisker had nodded, murmuring their agreement. Bramblestar had scrambled down from the high ledge and stood beside Squirrelflight.
We don't have any proof that Shadow Clan caused this, and there's so much tension among the clans that an accusation like this might lead to war.
The warriors had backed down, and grumbling, gone on patrol. But Squirrelflight was convinced that the rumors would rumble on unless some cat investigated the claims of poisoning. Now she blinked hopefully at Alderheart and Jayfeather as they prepared to leave for the Shadow Clan camp.
I'll tell Shadow Clan I'm escorting you. I'll tell them that we're worried about the threat from the sisters.
Guilt pricked at her belly. The sisters weren't a threat to any cat. But she had to get into the Shadow Clan camp and find proof that Shadow Clan was innocent. Jayfeather's tail twitched impatiently.
You ought to ask Bramblestar's permission, he grunted. We can't accuse Shadow Clan without proof.
I'm not going to accuse anyone, Squirrelflight told him. I just want to see how Shadow Clan acts when I tell them about Larksong. I'll be able to tell if they're guilty.
Jayfeather snorted.
Shadow Clan is always guilty of something.
Squirrelflight held her ground.
I have to come with you.
Alderheart met her gaze nervously.
Shadow Clan might take offense if we bring a warrior to their camp. You should get Bramblestar's permission.
Squirrelflight swallowed her frustration.
Bramblestar is out hunting, she reminded them. I can't ask him now.
We can't wait.
Alderheart glanced anxiously toward the medicine den.
If Puddleshine knows of a way to help Larksong, we need to hear it as soon as possible,
Jayfeather chimed. Squirrelflight gazed at them desperately. She was clan deputy. If she wanted to travel with them, she could. And yet she knew they were right. Tensions with Shadow Clan were already high. If her visit to their camp made things worse, Thunder Clan could find itself facing battle. She needed Bramblestar's support for her mission, and, she realized, she needed his support as her mate. She was always better with him behind her. She should have realized that from the start.
Let's find him, she suggested.
He could be anywhere,
Jayfeather objected.
He said he was going to hunt near the beech grove, she told him. It's not far out of the way. We could stop and get Bramblestar's permission.
Jayfeather's ear twitched.
I guess we could, he conceded. But I'm not going to wait around while you search the area. If we find him, great. If we don't, you ought to return home.
Okay,
Squirrelflight agreed reluctantly. She would respect her medicine cat's wishes. She let Jayfeather and Alderheart lead the way through the thorn tunnel, relieved to be out of camp as they headed into the forest. She couldn't help Larksong, but hopefully she could put her clanmates' minds at rest by proving that Shadow Clan wasn't involved. Jayfeather followed a rabbit trail into the swaths of blueberry bushes that covered the forest floor around the hollow. Alderheart followed, his gaze darting here and there as though looking for prey.
Are you hoping to hunt?
Squirrelflight called to him as she padded behind them.
I'm looking for herbs, he called back. New patches appear at the end of Greenleaf. They'll be too young to harvest, but it's useful to notice where they'll appear again in New Leaf.
Pride warmed Squirrelflight's pelt. She remembered Alderheart as a kit, hardly able to tell a good piece of prey from a bad one. He'd been a terrible warrior apprentice, but he'd found his feet as a medicine cat. Now he could recognize every herb in the forest. He's grown up now, she thought with a pang of grief. He doesn't need me anymore. She pushed away the longing as she imagined a nest of newborn kits. The forest sloped. She pricked her ears. The beech grove was beyond the next rise. Opening her mouth, she let the air bathe her tongue, searching for Bramble Star's scent. What if he wasn't there? If she had to turn back, would Jayfeather and Alderheart be able to tell whether ShadowClan had been involved in Larksong's sickness? They hadn't known them as long as she had. She scanned the woods, thick brambles crowded between the beeches. The forest was lighter here. Sunshine glimmered through delicate leaves. She felt its warmth on her pelt and slowed, narrowing her eyes as she searched for a sign of Bramble Star's hunting party. Jayfeather, who was hurrying ahead, turned his face toward her, his blind blue gaze flashing through the green undergrowth.
We can't slow down, he told Squirrelflight. Larksong is depending on us.
Alderheart pushed through a stand of ferns.
Bramble Star's not here.
His eyes glittered with worry.
Are you going to head back?
We're not out of the beech grove yet. Squirrelflight padded onward, her breath shallow, as she scanned the forest desperately for some sign of Bramble Star's patrol. Jayfeather shrugged and pushed on, his tail flicking behind him. Squirrelflight could see the shadows ahead where the beeches gave way to oak and pine beyond. She pricked her ears, listening for paw steps. Ahead, the brambles thinned, and Jayfeather padded softly into a clearing. As he crossed it, Squirrelflight's heart sank. He isn't here. Her paws tingled with the urge to keep moving, to go anyway. But in her heart, she knew that wouldn't work. Between Jayfeather's objections and Bramblestar's possible reaction, it could have terrible results, and she just couldn't do that to Bramblestar again. So she wouldn't be able to visit ShadowClan, after all. Alderheart, she ducked from beneath a bramble. He blinked at her.
What?
Will you ask Puddleshine whether the poison might have come from ShadowClan? His pelt ruffled.
I can't accuse his clanmates.
But you'll try to find out as much as you can, Squirrelflight pressed. Jayfeather stopped in the clearing.
If Larksong's sickness has anything to do with ShadowClan, we'll find out, he promised. But we're not going to start a fight. We're healers, not warriors.
I know. Squirrelflight's paws pricked with frustration. She stopped as they headed toward the border, watching them disappear among the brambles on the far side of the clearing. Her heart sank. She hated feeling so powerless. As she turned back to camp, paws thrummed the ground. A squirrel shot from the brambles beside her and cut across her path. It disappeared into the bracken on the other side. Excitement flashed beneath her pelt. As she turned to chase it, a cat exploded from the brambles. Ginger fur blazed past her. Cherryfall! A second warrior burst from the brambles, then a third. Berrynose and Dewnose were on Cherryfall's heels, their pelts fluffed as they plunged into the bracken.
Squirrelflight!
Bramblestar's mew made her jump. She turned as he scrambled to a halt beside her. His tail was bushed, and his eyes shone.
What are you doing here?
Looking for you.
Why?
Bramblestar was out of breath. Squirrelflight nodded toward the brambles where the medicine cats had disappeared. Jayfeather and Alderheart are going to consult with Puddleshine about Larksong, she explained quickly. I want to go with them.
To question ShadowClan about the sickness?
Bramblestar narrowed his eyes. I wasn't going to question them, but I want to see how they react when I tell them about Larksong. There are too many rumors in ThunderClan. I need to tell our clanmates that I saw for myself that ShadowClan has nothing to do with this.
Are you afraid some of our warriors will take revenge?
I just think there's enough tension on the border at the moment. She searched Bramblestar's gaze. Was he going to send her back to camp? He whisked his tail.
I think it's a good idea.
You do? Surprise fizzed beneath her pelt. She could hardly remember the last time they'd agreed.
There's no harm in warning Shadow Clan that there might be sickness or infected prey around.
Bramblestar looked toward the Shadow Clan border.
And if you find any suggestion that Shadow Clan might have been involved, at least we'll know the worst and be able to prepare.
She blinked at him. So I can go?
I think you should hurry.
Bramblestar peered through the trees.
Jayfeather's probably at the border by now.
Squirrelflight lifted her tail. Thanks, Bramblestar. She broke into a run, racing along the route Jayfeather and Alderheart had taken. The scent of pines bathed her nose as she neared the border. She could see Jayfeather's gray pelt, pale, in the shadows. Alderheart paced beside him. They looked around, blinking, as she crashed through a patch of ferns and pulled up beside them.
I found Bramblestar, she puffed. He thinks it's a good idea if I come with you.
Jayfeather flicked his tail and turned his muzzle back toward the border, tasting the air.
You made it just in time. Here comes a Shadow Clan patrol.
Squirrelflight pricked her ears, listening for the sound of paw steps. Alderheart stretched his muzzle forward, scanning the pines.
Where?
As he spoke, pelts showed in the shadows. Squirrelflight recognized Snowbird's white pelt moving between the trees. Snaketooth and Cinnamon Tail were with her. Snowbird's eyes narrowed as she headed toward the border, her hostile gaze fixed on Jayfeather.
What do you want?
She asked sharply as she reached them.
We need to speak with Puddleshine,
Jayfeather told her.
There's sickness in our camp, Alderheart added. We need his advice. And to warn Tigerstar.
Squirrelflight mewed quickly.
Warn him?
Snowbird narrowed her eyes.
About what?
I'll tell that to him, Squirrelflight meowed pointedly.
Tigerstar's out hunting,
Snaketooth grunted. I can speak to Cloverfoot, Squirrelflight told him.
Would Shadow Clan's deputy know as much as their leader?
Snowbird's nose twitched warily.
How do we know you're not bringing the sickness with you?
We're fine, Jayfeather promised. A medicine cat would never knowingly spread illness.
Snowbird eyed him, then nodded.
Okay.
She sniffed his pelt as he crossed the border. Alderheart followed. Squirrelflight glanced at Snaketooth and Cinnamon Tail, then padded after her clanmates. The Shadow Clan warriors kept their distance as they escorted the Thunder Clan patrol to the Shadow Clan camp. Snaketooth and Snowbird exchanged glances, but didn't speak until the camp wall loomed between the trees.
Go straight to Puddleshine's den,
Snowbird told Jayfeather as she ducked through the entrance tunnel.
Why would I want to go anyplace else?
Jayfeather padded after her. Squirrelflight followed, Alderheart at her heels. Acrid Shadow Clan scent filled her nose as she emerged into the clearing. Sparrowtail and Whirlpelt were dragging old bedding from a den. Yarrow Leaf and Berryheart sorted through the fresh kill pile. Outside the Elder's den, Lightpaw and Pouncepaw were practicing battle moves in front of Oakfur and Ratscar. The apprentices paused as they saw the ThunderClan patrol, turning their heads to stare as Jayfeather and Alderheart crossed to Puddleshine's den. Puddleshine ducked out, his eyes lighting as he saw Jayfeather and Alderheart.
It's good to see you.
He stretched his nose forward, greeting them warmly, and led them inside.
Can I speak with Cloverfoot now?
Squirrelflight asked Snowbird.
Snowbird swished her tail. Wait here.
As she headed across the clearing, Ratscar sat up and stared at Squirrelflight. Hostility sharpened his gaze. Sparrowtail and Whirlpelt uncurled their claws. Yarrowleaf pushed a vole to one side and padded closer, her hackles lifting. Squirrelflight forced her pelt to stay smooth. ShadowClan clearly wasn't pleased to see her. They must resent the agreement ThunderClan had made with WindClan as much as their leader did. She felt their stares burning through her pelt as she waited for Snowbird to return with Cloverfoot. Snowbird disappeared into a den at the far end of the camp. She emerged a few moments later, Cloverfoot at her heels. The Shadow Clan deputy stared curiously at Squirrelflight, pausing for a moment before crossing the clearing. Squirrelflight padded to meet her, stopping short as Cloverfoot fluffed out her gray tabby pelt, her gaze hardening into anger.
"What are you doing here?"
Cloverfoot asked icily as she reached Squirrelflight. "I came to warn you that one of our warriors is very sick." Squirrelflight dipped her head politely. Cloverfoot frowned.
"Why should we care?"
"We don't know what caused his sickness." Squirrelflight watched Cloverfoot carefully. Would the ShadowClan deputy give anything away?
"He might have eaten tainted prey or picked up an illness in the forest. I thought ShadowClan should know, because we share borders, and your warriors might be exposed to whatever made Larksong sick."
Cloverfoot narrowed her eyes. "Thank you for letting us know. Have any of your cats become ill?" Squirrelflight glanced around the camp, quickly reading the expressions of the other ShadowClan cats. She couldn't see guilt there, only curiosity.
"No."
Cloverfoot whisked her tail.
"Did you say Larksong might have eaten tainted prey?"
"He might have," Squirrelflight told her. "We're not sure yet." Cloverfoot wasn't showing any sign that ShadowClan might be responsible.
"He's the only cat who's sick, so we're hoping it's an isolated incident."
"I hope so, too." Concern flashed for a moment in Cloverfoot's eyes. She blinked it away.
"I think you should leave now and take your medicine cats with you."
"But they want to consult with Puddleshine about Larksong's symptoms." Had they had enough time to probe for clues about ShadowClan's involvement in their clanmate's sickness?
"They've had long enough." Cloverfoot grew brisk. "There are injured cats trying to rest in the medicine den."
"Injured cats?" Squirrelflight pricked her ears. Was ShadowClan in trouble? Another fight with the sisters? Her chest tightened.
"A dispute with RiverClan Border Patrol," Cloverfoot told her. "Since they found out about your agreement with WindClan, they've been pushing their border farther and farther, trying to reclaim their marshland."
Anger ruffled her pelt. Squirrelflight shifted her paws self-consciously.
"I'm sorry to hear that."
"You caused it,"
Cloverfoot snapped.
The camp wall shivered. Squirrelflight stiffened as Tiger Star padded into camp. Dovewing, Strikestone, and Scorchfur followed at his heels. He glared at her.
"What are you doing here?"
Cloverfoot answered for her.
"Squirrelflight's come to report a sick cat in ThunderClan."
"There are wounded cats here, thanks to ThunderClan."
Tigerstar padded toward her, his hackles lifting.
"I'm sorry RiverClan is causing trouble," Squirrelflight said, forcing her fur to remain flat. "But we can't be held responsible for borders that don't belong to us."
Tigerstar glared at her.
"Even when you caused the dispute?"
"We don't control RiverClan."
Relief washed Squirrelflight's pelt as Jayfeather and Alderheart padded from Puddleshine's den. They should leave. Tigerstar seemed ready for a fight.
"Quick!"
She beckoned them with a flick of her tail. Tigerstar kept his gaze fixed on her.
"How can you be so arrogant?"
Anger hardened his mew.
"You stop us finding new land for SkyClan."
Squirrelflight interrupted him.
"SkyClan hasn't agreed to move yet."
Tigerstar snorted.
"Everyone knows that Leafstar thinks the mountain territory would make a perfect home for SkyClan."
"But moving there is SkyClan's choice, not yours," Squirrelflight insisted. "Besides, the sisters still live there. In a moon, the sisters will be gone, and Leafstar will have made a decision."
"A moon!"
Tigerstar lashed his tail.
"How many warriors will have been injured in a moon?"
"None, if you and RiverClan agree to wait."
"Like you and WindClan agreed to wait?"
Tigerstar spat.
"How can we expect anything but hostility from RiverClan now that you've given WindClan their moorland back?"
"Perhaps you should think about giving RiverClan their marshland back."
Tigerstar cut her off.
"How dare you?"
he hissed.
"You tell me that SkyClan must make their own decision. Then tell me I should give River Clan our land.
I'm just trying to help. Heat burned Squirrel Flight's pelt. She could understand Tiger Star's frustration, but for the sake of the sisters, he had to wait. Jayfeather flicked his tail impatiently.
The last argument didn't solve this, and neither will this one.
He turned his blind blue gaze on Squirrel Flight.
We should get back to camp. Leafpool might need our help.
A growl rumbled in Tiger Star's throat.
Your medicine cat is right. Leave!
He nodded to Dovewing and Scorchfur.
Escort them to the border.
We know the way, Squirrel Flight told him, bristling.
I want to make sure you go.
Tiger Star eyed her darkly. As Squirrel Flight stalked past him, he called after her.
Tell Bramble Star that if our border dispute goes on much longer, we won't wait for Star Clan to decide whether we can take the sister's land or for Leaf Star to make her decision. We'll take the land ourselves. River Clan might even help us for the sake of peace.
She ignored him, but her belly churned with fear. The sisters were impressive and powerful cats, but could they defend themselves against the aggression of two clans? Alderheart fell in beside her, his gaze flitting anxiously around the camp. From all sides, Shadow Clan cats were glowering at them menacingly. Jayfeather padded behind, his tail twitching, as Dovewing and Scorchfur followed.
Warriors, he grumbled. All they think about is borders.
As they ducked out of the camp, Dovewing and Scorchfur fanned out. Scorchfur stared ahead, his pelt bristling along his spine. Dovewing glanced nervously at Squirrel Flight. Tiger Star has a point, she murmured. Squirrel Flight looked at her, surprised. Dovewing had been raised in ThunderClan. She had kin there and had been a loyal ThunderClan warrior until she'd joined ShadowClan to be with Tiger Star so they could raise their kits together. Dovewing dropped her gaze.
I just mean, I can see Shadow Clan's point of view now. I know they've lost territory, Squirrel Flight conceded, but if they just wait a moon...
It's not that. Dovewing moved closer, lowering her voice. It's the way Thunder Clan does things, she murmured. I can see why the other clans get irritated. Thunder Clan cats only seem to be able to see their point of view. It's like they think they're better than everyone else. And Bramble Star always acts like he knows best, when he doesn't know any more than any other leader.
But he's smart, Squirrel Flight argued.
So is Tiger Star, Dovewing shot back. And Misty Star, and the others. They can see that moving Sky Clan to new land would solve everyone's problems. But Bramble Star is hung up on making sure Sky Clan's feelings don't get hurt. Tiger Star is right. The mountain territory would be great for Sky Clan. It would be great for any clan. Alarm sparked in Squirrel Flight's pelt.
But what about the sisters?
Who cares about the sisters? Dovewing blinked at her. They're just a bunch of rogues who don't even want the land. They were planning to move on anyway. We just want them to do it a little sooner. It's not like chasing a clan from their home.
Jayfeather sniffed beside them. She has a point.
No, she doesn't.
Squirrel Flight swished her tail crossly.
Being a warrior is more than being practical. It's about doing what's right. Bramble Star is only trying to make sure that Sky Clan doesn't feel they're being pressured. It's important that they feel like the other clans respect them. And the sisters aren't rogues. They're more like a clan than you think. And their leader is expecting kits. What kind of foxheart would chase an expectant mother from her den?
Dovewing shrugged. I guess ThunderClan will never see that protecting your own clan is sometimes more important than being right. She moved away, shadowing the patrol, but keeping distance between herself and her old clanmates. Squirrel Flight glanced at Jayfeather.
Does ThunderClan really think it's better than everyone else?
Jayfeather grunted.
Every clan thinks it's better than everyone else.
He quickened his pace, his empty gaze on the forest ahead.
Isn't that part of the warrior code?
Squirrelflight stared at him. Didn't cats believe in honor anymore? Couldn't they see that she and Bramblestar wanted the best for everyone? She shook out her fur. At least she and Bramblestar agreed on something at last. The borders must stay the same until SkyClan and the sisters were ready to move. A chill wormed beneath her pelt. But what if protecting the borders led the clans into battle? War was the one thing StarClan had warned them against. She shivered. By protecting the sisters, would she anger her ancestors? Chapter 16. Leaves, green and brittle, drifted at the roots of the oak trees. They rustled in the wind as Squirrelflight, Jayfeather, and Alderheart crossed the border and headed home through ThunderClan territory. Squirrelflight glanced over her shoulder. Strikestone had turned away, but Dovewing was still watching them through narrowed eyes. Squirrelflight used to wonder if the former ThunderClan warrior felt a pang of regret when she met her old clanmates, but it seemed that every hair on Dovewing's pelt was ShadowClan now. "I don't think they know anything about Larksong's sickness." Alderheart's mew jerked her from her thoughts. "Puddleshine had no idea what could have caused it. He was scared his clanmates would catch it." Relief washed Squirrelflight's pelt. The sickness had nothing to do with ShadowClan. At least now it wouldn't mean war. Cloverfoot was surprised, and I didn't notice any of her clanmates looking guilty. She glanced at Jayfeather. "What do you think?"
"I can't read thoughts anymore," Jayfeather grunted. "But Tigerstar wasn't hiding anything. I could hear it in his mew. ShadowClan had nothing to do with Larksong's illness. He must have picked up the infection in the forest."
As he spoke, a pile of leaves shivered in front of them. Squirrelflight pricked her ears. Prey was rustling beneath it. She stopped, signaling with a flick of her tail for Jayfeather and Alderheart to wait. They paused beside her as she opened her mouth. Mouse scent touched her tongue. This was where Larksong was hunting before he got sick. Her pelt prickled. She glanced at the medicine cats. "Would you be able to tell if a mouse was tainted by examining it?" Alderheart blinked at her.
"I don't know. We could try," Jayfeather mewed, "but you'd have to catch one first."
"Okay." Squirrelflight dropped into a hunting crouch and crept forward, her belly brushing the earth. The leaves rustled again. She pictured the mouse underneath the pile, fixing with her gaze the place where it moved. Tensing, she bunched the muscles in her hind legs and leaped. She slammed her paws into the pile. Leaves exploded around her, fluttering to the ground as she jabbed her paws deep, feeling for soft flesh with outstretched claws. She hooked something warm. It wriggled in her grasp and squealed. The mouse. She tugged it out and, pinning it to the ground, gave a killing bite. Then she spat out the blood and flung the dead mouse toward Jayfeather and Alderheart. "Take a look." She scraped her tongue through her fur to clean any infection off it. "Can you see anything strange?" Jayfeather ran his paw slowly over the mouse.
"It feels okay. How does it look?"
He turned his blind gaze on Alderheart.
"Its eyes are clear,"
Alderheart told him.
"Its pelt is clean and smooth. I can't see any blisters or scabs. It looks healthy."
"It might be healthy," Squirrelflight padded to join them. "It's unlikely we found a tainted one first try, but we might be lucky."
"I don't know if finding a poisonous mouse is lucky."
Alderheart wrinkled his nose.
"Let's check inside."
Jayfeather curled his claws into the carcass and tore it open. He sniffed at its innards.
"It smells good."
Alderheart peered closer.
"Everything looks pink and healthy."
Jayfeather sat back on his haunches.
"Either we've killed a healthy mouse, or this sickness is impossible to detect."
Squirrelflight frowned, worry worming beneath her pelt. Or Larksong's sickness wasn't caused by a mouse. She felt suddenly exhausted and sat down. Her head swam. Alderheart looked at her sharply.
"Are you okay?"
I
don't know. She gazed at him blearily. Tightness gripped her chest. She stiffened, alarmed. Did she have the same sickness as Larksong?
Let's rest here for a while.
Jayfeather padded toward her. He sniffed her muzzle.
Have you eaten today?
Not yet, she told him, dropping onto her belly. Weariness dragged at her bones. I felt queasy this morning. Jayfeather padded around her, sniffing her pelt.
You smell healthy. Are you expecting kits?
She stiffened. Could it be true? Hope flashed beneath her pelt. Had she been arguing with Bramblestar all this time, unaware that she was carrying his kits? She frowned, doubtful. Her last litter hadn't made her feel like this. She'd felt stronger than ever when she'd been carrying Alderheart and Sparkpelt. And yet, perhaps this time was different. If she was expecting kits, she wasn't ready for Jayfeather and Alderheart to know.
Are you?
Jayfeather repeated, his blind blue gaze fixed on her. No, she mewed quickly. I'm probably just hungry. The dizziness was wearing off, and she could breathe deeply again. I'm starting to feel better.
You should eat when we get back,
Jayfeather advised. Alderheart padded closer, anxiety glittering in his gaze.
Perhaps you're just tired,
he meowed hopefully. Yes, she blinked at him. That's probably what it is. She got to her paws and shook out her pelt. There was no point in worrying. Let's get back to camp and tell them about ShadowClan. Jayfeather padded beside her, turning his muzzle